My wife, Dawn Casey Rowe, is voting for, unfortunately, Hillary Clinton.
My husband, I believe it's a private matter inside the voting booth, but will be voting for Mr. Trump.
Before this particular election, both Dawn and I were more aligned with certain things because I don't think we had such drastic differences in the candidacy. I believe both candidates from the Democratic Party and from the Republican Party in the past were very middle ground. Dawn has always been more of an independent than I was. I guess as I'm getting older, I'm getting more conservative.
Well, I'd like to ask you, why are you voting for Mr. Trump in this election?
Because I believe that he has vision to bring some moral fiber back into our country and to stabilize our country, voting for Supreme Court justices that will help our country in the next 40 to 50 years or so. And being a small business person, I do admire his success that he's had as a businessman. And I like the fact that he's an outsider from Washington. Dawn, why are you voting for Hillary Clinton?
Well, I think that's an interesting question you bring up about the Supreme Court justices. When you look at some of the freedoms that we have today, I wonder if a court of a different composition would keep those in place for me, certainly as a female, or for people in general. As well, I watch the cost of education skyrocket. And while I no longer believe that we always need to get that traditional path to education, I know that my students need to be able to access that without crippling debt. I think one of the main concerns that I have is the issue of immigration. In education, I work with kids who came here at ages 2, 3, 4. But for the grace of God, you know, my family would have been facing this in a different generation. So I have to act with compassion based on the people I work with.
The matter is being misinterpreted on immigration. Donald Trump and the Republican Party are not anti-immigration. They're anti-illegal immigration, which the Democratic Party doesn't understand the word illegal. The problem with illegal immigration is it's unfair to everybody. It's unfair to the children that you work with. It's unfair to the people that are trying to get into this country legally. And it's unfair to the citizens of this country.
My problem is more so the Pandora's box of hatred. I think a commander-in-chief or a leader has got to bring people together to the table, and I'm not seeing that. I'm seeing Confederate flags. I'm seeing messages of hatred, and I'm really struggling with that.
I don't think we tried to change each other's mind. I think that's what's great about our political establishment in the United States, is we have differences of opinions.
I think the best conversation we had, the most peaceful one, was that we're not talking about this and we'll not have candidate signs in the front lawn.
Am I worried about the future of the country? Yes. I think that's why I'm voting the direction I'm voting. Is about the future of this country, and looking at it from the perspective that I'm looking at it from, both being a military veteran and seeing the direction that this country is going for the last, I won't say 8 years, but at least the last 4 years, has been a very, very difficult thing. I do think that the tensions in this country, politically and racially and religious-wise, are in a worse state now than they were 8 years ago.
I'd like to say yes, that this is the biggest thing ever and the Supreme Court will never recover and things, but history says different. We have an entire Congress that needs to do their job. It needs to represent the people that are sending them to do that job. We can't just say, well, you know, we're angry at you and we're not going to put the Supreme Court justice in place. We can't just say we're going to put off a vote and we're going to go back to our districts, you know. So, there's a whole lot there that the president can't control. We hope for a great, strong leader with good morals and great principles, sending the nation in the right place. But I don't really think the presidency can do everything. We need every single leader out there to get up there and do their job.
You know, whether it's religion, whether it's politics, whether it's finances or anything like that, in the end, nobody's going to look out for you other than your family. And you have to keep your family at the helm of everything. My advice to people would be, you don't always have to agree, but agree to disagree and be agreeable. You don't have to agree with people, but be agreeable and don't be so hard-headed.
I think that is it. I think you can agree to disagree, and sometimes you need to cut those conversations off and just say, you know, we're not, I don't feel like talking about that right now. And because, again, this is a really charged election, and it's tough, and I'm seeing the conversations just become really volatile across the nation. So I think we have to remember to look for our families and friends and communities first, not necessarily the sign on the front lawn.